It's Thursday, April 28th, time for another edition of Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, let's start with an event called SpeedFest.
Yeah, that was a big doings here last weekend. It's our annual unmanned aerial system design and flight competition, which was held at our airstrip a little east of town here. Great weather, great crowd. The UAS, which some people call drones, program was recognized as one of the best in the country, and this is a great event for our students to demonstrate their skills. And really, for the first time now, the event featured jet-powered airplanes. Jet aircraft really create a lot of challenges for the college-level teams in this competition. And according to Andy Arena, our OSU professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering, it was the country's very first jet engine competition at the collegiate level. They're more powerful, they're faster, and as I say, present some unique design challenges. This year's event was organized kind of like an air show, and along with flight tests, teams could show off their planes, their aerobatic demonstrations, and it was just a really wonderful time. And along with the university team, SpeedFest featured high school teams and teachers. So we appreciate all the support of the variety of sponsors of this year's SpeedFest.
And back on the ground, Burns, OSU was busy excelling at the annual Governor's Cup.
That's exactly right. We had two teams of students from the OSU School of Entrepreneurship that were among the top winners in the graduate division of the Donald W. Reynolds Governor's Cup. OSU's MITO Material Solutions placed first with its nano filler additive. No, I don't know exactly what that is, but it toughens fiber-reinforced composite structures, I am told. Remember, I'm an accountant and a lawyer. The team was awarded a cash prize of $20,000. And another OSU team, WoodPro, invented a sustainable new wood composite that uses red cedar sawdust and epoxy resin. And that team placed third, and we sure need them to be successful because we got enough red cedars in this country. We're just really pleased to have such a strong entrepreneurship program and such a strong group of entrepreneurs at Oklahoma State, and we appreciate the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation for conducting this year's Governor's Cup.
And finally, Burns, my sneakers are usually in my gym bag, but I guess tomorrow I'm going to get to put them on and wear them to work.
You bet that you are. It's tomorrow is Wear Your Sneakers Day here at Oklahoma State out on our campus, and of course, many of our students and others do this every day, but we encourage everyone to wear their sneakers and come to the Student Union at noon. It's all about being active and having fun doing it. The event is part of our efforts to be America's healthiest campus. First Cowgirl Ann and I will have our orange sneakers on.
And we'll see you there.
Good deal.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.